Hello and welcome back to the Cine Club podcast. I'm Jake.
I'm Dion.
And I'm Reese.
Today we're comparing this year's The Naked Gun, starring Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, with the original starring Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. Did the new one live up to expectations, or were Dreblin Sr.'s boots too big to fill? What do we think?
So we're talking about the first one first.
We'll talk about both of them.
Okay, right.
So good answer.
I think the film is absolutely brilliant.
The first one or the new
both,
one?
Both, to be honest.
Yeah. Very good.
It's very hard to talk about them differently because they're both similar films in tone.
Yeah.
But I think the first one uses more slapstick while the new one uses more visual, less visual gags, more dialogue gags.
Yes. It's a legacy sequel, right? In an era of legacy sequels that are kind of mid, right?
Yeah.
We've had loads of them. We're having a new one with Jared Leto, Tron Legacy. Yeah.
Tron Legacy already happened.
Oh, Tron Ares. Tron Ares, whatever it's called, I don't know.
But, with it, man, come on.
It's like a Naked Gun here. We're getting all everything wrong.
Don't talk down the Tron franchise. Tron Ares is important to some people, okay? I'm excited.
So, I think it does a good homage to the originals. Or original one, because I seem to forget the rest of them exist for good reason, I think.
No, I think the other two are pretty funny as well.
The second one's great, and then the third one for me got really funny at the end. The last 20 minutes
I can't really remember much of the first one. No, sorry. I can't really remember much of the third one.
I only remember the Oscar bit. The Oscar bit at the end is
the third one,
hilarious.
The one where they do like the thing with the baby carriage, just like a
parody.
Yeah, yeah, I do remember that. That was pretty funny.
The ending and the opening of the third one is really funny.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I think the first one is like a classic. But I mean, it's weird though because you're right. It is kind of a legacy sequel, but it didn't feel like a legacy sequel. It just felt
until
like,
the end.
until the end. But it felt like just a natural progression. Like it was just another Naked Gun movie, rather than like, oh, a grand return to the Naked Gun franchise laid dormant for 30 years.
That everyone knows and loves. They're not making a franchise out of something which shouldn't be a franchise, which I'm glad of.
Yeah, exactly that.
It's got a lot of references. Well, a few, which I noticed for the fans of the original Naked Gun. It's got the beaver in the club.
I love
the
beat.
That's one of the best gags in the first one.
Agreed.
And it's got that style to it. Again, speaking of the gags, it's got the like visual and dialogue gags. Got the good setup and like punchline.
Yeah,
to
totally.
It's not as funny, I'm gonna say.
No, I agree. But it was a lot funnier than I thought it was gonna be.
Oh yeah, I thought it was.
I liked this on par the first one, but saying that, the first one's probably in my top 10 favorite films of all time.
Oh, it's in my top
the first
four.
One's
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, it lacks the slapstick, I think, is one
thing
about
it. That's the only issue, I think, for me. It lacks the slapstick, and also there's one joke which goes on a bit too long.
Which one is that one?
The one about Buffy.
Yes. Yes.
That was the whole thing where she
deleted his DVD.
It's not
Buffy
even a DVD thing, it's just like American.
It's
like
a
cable.
Yeah.
That's something I did not get at all. I think when I...
Supposedly it was a reference to like the director, the one with, what do you call him? With like the band he helps out, which I heard. I just don't get.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. There is, I'll tell you what, another nod that I thought was quite funny though, the fact they still have Weird Al in the new one.
Yes.
Like, cause they have, it's like, it makes no sense in the original really why Weird Al makes an appearance and yet they kept that as like a thing. Like as soon as they were saying like, oh, we're going to go to the bunker and our entertainment will be Weird Al. Like if you've not seen the original or you forgot that Weird Al was in that.
That would seem like the most random joke,
but I was like, oh, it's so funny.
See, that's a good like callback.
That was good. It was a callback without just being the same thing again. It was like a different joke, just containing Weird Al for some reason.
I think for the most part, both films hold the pace very, very well.
Yes.
The original Naked Gun has an unparalleled like laughs per minute.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I've never seen a film like crack as many jokes
in such a
short amount of time.
Yeah.
And they all land, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Every single one of them lands. Not a single miss in that film, but yes, in the new one, like the Buffy joke, and that goes on for too long and no one really cares about it, exactly, unless you've seen Buffy, which I haven't.
Oh no, what the...
American
cable and that is, and how it deletes everything if it connects to Wi-Fi or whatever. But I think the new one has one thing I don't like about it.
Go on.
In near the end, right, it does what I notice a lot of comedy movies do, is it stops being a comedy movie and tries to give it a good ending.
Oh, like tries to be like an action movie?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
I would say that was something with the first one too.
Oh, I don't know. Though.
Oh, no, the second one, sorry, also where very much they have a gunfight, but they still keep the comedy in it.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the new one, it feels, it's the punch up, it's the like, it's the showdown, but it really like slows down the last per minute, which is exactly what characterizes Naked Gun. Like the first film ends with O.J. Simpson being launched off a ramp in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Right? Which is funnier in retrospect than it ever could have been at a time.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that was probably like a semi-funny joke at the time, but now it's aged so poorly that it's like even better than it ever was. And then he still comes back for the sequel, I think, even though he was effectively killed twice in the first one.
Just dies at the end of the first one when he goes flying.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah,
The finale isn't nearly as good because it tries to give action and comedy, whereas the first one just gives the comedy.
The finale of every Naked Gun film except this one has been really good. I love the second one. I love the first finale. I love the first this one. While I still really enjoy it because there's some really good stuff, like the line at the end where he talks about like, oh, this will be the best thing you've ever done. We're killing someone. Yeah, got the biggest laugh out of me. That's probably the best joke in the whole film. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it has that very much strong comedy essence of it.
Yeah. It becomes more of an action comedy than a pure comedy.
Yeah.
I think, the one thing that I do, I'll forgive it, because, I mean, I can't remember everything that happens in the finale, although I did watch it quite recently, but the whole gag where they, like, they set it up earlier where he's, like, looking for inspiration, he's all like, oh, you know, appear to me as, like, an owl or something.
I like that.
And then the owl shows up, and it's so funny, and you're like, oh, that's cool, he's going to be inspired, and then it cuts, and he's riding the owl.
It's a puppet!
Like, exactly, and it's like, that's so funny, because it's like, it's so out of pocket, and it's like, it's just ridiculous.
I love how they did that, though, because it's just such a funny, like, shade at how, like, oh, like, legacy sequels are bringing back the actors as AI,
bring Leslie Nielsen back like as a owl and then make him fly around with Liam Neeson holding on like that Mario 64 level.
They really like you said before, it really does a good job of picking up where the original left off. It's just a sequel. Not a legacy
exactly
sequel.
Exactly that, yeah.
Where it does say, right, this cast all either dead or in prison. we've had to have a new cast. Let's show you who they are. They have that one scene with all the officers crying at the dad's photos.
Yeah.
I love that bit. That's a great bit. It says, right, we're no longer old Naked Gun, we're new Naked Gun, but we're doing the same thing. And then we have the OG bit still.
It doesn't take very long to get into it either, because I like the fact that they do the same... You know, it was a police squad thing, then became a Naked Gun thing. Where he's like, you know, when they have like the sort of gentle sax music and he's like narrating his thoughts, and they do that straight away. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And it's a perfect way to like introduce the new cast and the new characters while still making it feel like the original movie rather than, ooh, let's start with a montage or let's do some sort of flashback or something. You know, it's just straight into it. And like you say, I mean, it's like one of the first scenes is the thing where they find like the car crash and then they bring like the giant claw machine and stuff. And it's like, it's so stupid. It's like straight away. And they're not even trying to hide that this is ridiculous.
It's more of a modern thing as well, the claw machine. Like you wouldn't get that back in.
You probably wouldn't have got that
kind of like cultural reference, I don't think.
No. Well, that's it. Yeah. All of the pop culture references are new without feeling like a... Oh, you're not groaning, this is cringe.
Family Guy with iPhones and ChatGPT. Exactly, it didn't feel like that.
And then you have the funny part where, like, when they're trying to shut down the police thing, it just shows, like...
That was one of the funniest, that tickled me so much.
I really like that.
I got spoiled in the trailer, but I was thinking, that would be as funny. How it's shot now, you just see it. Because
that's hilarious.
The instant it starts closing, Halloween swoop in. That's what I love so much about it, how much you're like... That's a cultural reference as well, but it's like they don't
draw loads of attention to it. It's just
it's not like,
we've got iPhone.
Like, it's not like that. It's just it's Spirit Halloween.
That was like the original was like, though. Like, it was exactly a lot of the dialogue was very much you'll miss it on your first watch.
Something that a lot of people I think did blink and miss is the doors to the police squad sector of the police station.
Yeah,
that had me laughing for minutes. Did you see this, Jake?
I can't remember what's the gag for this again? The door,
the letters are printed both ways. So police is printed so you can see it from the outside and squad's printed so you can see it from the inside.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, it's so funny. I remember the thing, they have the whole thing where there's like the cold cases room.
Yeah, that was such an underrated gag.
Big freezer. And even like, I mean, this is another one that I thought was quite funny. Like, it's not the funniest gag in the new film, but it's felt like something that would have happened in the original. You know, when they have the... like the gadget guy showing him like the self-driving car. Yeah. And then he like, you know, he like releases all the guys from prison without even realizing. And you know, he's doing that, ah, neat car. And he's like smiling away. And the other guy's like watching all the chaos like unfold. That's exactly, you could just imagine Leslie Nielsen and I can't remember who, you know, Ed from the original, that. They, you know, they were both really good.
Isn't it weird that Liam Neeson and Leslie Nielsen have the same initials?
That, I think that's to hold you.
Did they do that on purpose?
Yeah, they did that on purpose. And also, Liam Neeson is very much well known now for his comedy a tiny bit now.
Yeah. He's the Leslie Nielsen of his era, I think.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, yeah, because that's
I think he's going to be in much more comedy films after this.
Say what you want about Seth MacFarlane, but I do really like the fact that he's one of the main people who notices how funny Liam Neeson is in comedies.
Yeah, he was in
like,
Ted, wasn't he?
He was in Ted. He was in A Million Ways to Die in the West, and he was in like a handful of things with Seth MacFarlane, and he's always hilarious. Like, Liam Neeson just does it really well, and in this film, he's just so funny. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, tell you, this is another thing. I was talking about this with Connell earlier. The, you know, when they do like the, in the original, they have that, the like the sort of musical montage bit when he starts going out with Priscilla Presley, and they do that again in the new one. Oh, but they have
I already saw this film when I went to see it with Reese and the others. I turned over to see their reactions, and Matthew's face was like, and he had Reese laughing.
I was loving
it. It's just brilliant because it like starts off.
It goes on for so long.
It goes on for so long, and they have the whole it's like the cheesy montage, really fun, and then it just cuts to that shot of them reading, like doing a seance, and they don't like do anything. Like nothing changes, and then the snowman appears, and I mean the whole thing is just ridiculous.
It's an inhaler and a second laser gun.
Yeah,
it's so funny though, and I think, like I say, it just it works because it's, you know, it doesn't take itself seriously. Mm-hmm. It knows how daft it is, and
I feel like this, the whole actually speaking of Seth MacFarlane as well, right,
go on,
a few, like one or two jokes in Naked Gun are straight from Family Guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I can't remember which ones, but a while ago, I know I sound like a complete nutcase now, but
I've seen every single Family Guy.
But no, I was after I watched the film, I was sat back watching some YouTube shorts, as you do.
Because
I'm like me mum and dad, right? And Family Guy funny moments.
I do pity you sometimes, Reese. I really do.
Family Guy funny moments comes on, my favourite show. And I'm like, hang on, that was just in the film I just watched.
Yeah.
Because Seth MacFarlane's brand is straight there. It is just a Seth MacFarlane film. It's his jokes.
Oh, yeah.
It's Family Guy.
It's, yeah. I will admit there was quite a lot of jokes in the new Naked Gun, which were like quite Family Guy-esque, but even then I feel like, what, you know, like it's a sort of chicken or the egg thing, because I mean you could say that quite a lot of Naked Gun jokes are probably Family Guy-esque, but Family Guy wasn't a thing yet, so like, I mean, even like, because this is the thing, I mean, another thing I appreciate about the new one is I'd been watching Police Squad, like the TV show, just before it came out, and they like paid direct reference to that show.
A lot of reuse of gags from that.
They reuse a few gags from that show, which I really liked, because like, it's like the whole thing at the end of every episode of Police Squad, they do like the freeze frame, but they don't freeze frame. Like everybody's still like moving. Yeah. So like, so it's really funny.
I quite like the reference that at the end of the
They
film.
Do that again, in the new movie, which I was like, I wasn't expecting that. But yeah, even that original show has so many jokes that are like, so quick, and you're like, and that, you know, I hate to say this, but Family Guy humor in a way where it's just something stupid
Gun, they had like a title under it, like, you know, like subtitles, because in the show, like you referenced, they would have like the wrong title within the radar. I wish they did that.
But yeah,
if you think about it, the whole snowman sequence is an extended like Family Guy cutaway.
It is pretty much I mean, you know, you can apply that to quite a lot of moments in it, but I wouldn't have said that was a bad thing. You know, like it's not. I wasn't like, oh, this is unfunny because it's like Family Guy.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm an idiot.
Like Family Guy. I love Family Guy.
I love Family Guy. I find Family Guy very funny.
I don't find Family Guy funny.
No, that's on that bombshell, we're gonna end the episode with the knowledge that Family Guy is better than The Naked Gun.
One more thing I want to say.
Go on.
I don't like end credit scenes anymore. I've fully gone off them.
Really?
We were sat in that cinema waiting for this end credit scene, going through the whole credits, the whole thing.
I didn't even see it. Cinema, I didn't even know there was
The
one.
Cinema is like dead, right? A fella actually fell asleep in our screening.
Yeah!
And he started snoring. He had his feet out and he started snoring in our cinema.
No.
But at the very end, the poor cinema employees waiting there to collect all the rubbish and that and do their jobs, you know?
Yeah.
All that, I sit through the like, whole 10-minute end credits for a 2-second gag with Weird Al.
Really?
He walks on the stage like, hey, where is everybody? Because all the evil billionaires are gone, right?
Oh, I can't believe I missed that.
And that was it.
Oh, it's so that annoying. That was the whole I left.
We Reese is a Weird Al fan when he says that.
We left,
I love
really.
I like Weird Al.
I love Weird Al. I think that ending's really good. I really like the incredible scene.
It's just ridiculous, but like...
A bit of a piss dig.
Yeah, well, that's it though, isn't it? I mean, that you knew they were going to parody all the cinema, cinema tropes, all of those post-credit scenes, and
they
that.
The parody, but they do the thing where people parody something, then they say, "Hey guys, look, I'm doing this," and they do the exact same thing,
and they just do the same thing. Yeah.
Wait, if they wanted to parody, they could have said, "No, we're not going to put an end credit scene here. We're going to put it here."
I would have liked if they didn't have one, and it's just like the little credit gags instead. Like,
ha ha, lol.
The text just says, "Go home. You suck."
I wish movies do that, because Naked Gun would have been really well just ending like that. Just with Weird Al going,
it was
started yelling at you, go.
Just Liam Neeson screaming at the screen. It was dumb, but it was fun. I really liked it. I couldn't have asked for anything more from it. From a Naked Gun legacy sequel. Well, A, it was a legacy sequel rather than a remake, which I appreciated, but I just thought it was really funny. I thought Pamela Anderson was really funny. Liam Neeson was really funny. It wasn't that long. It was only an hour and a half.
Not even an hour and a half. It was about 79 minutes.
It was a comedy, you know? It was a fun comedy, which you just don't see in the cinema.
It's a good blip on the radar. I doubt it's going to make much effect.
Probably not going to make much
effect.
No,
we're
going
to say that, but
we're going to have a lot of comedy films after this.
I wish I missed comedy films.
Because what comedy films do we have after this? Roses and stuff like that? That looks quite good.
That looks all right, but I've not laughed as much at a film as I have
in a while,
I just, you know, it's a simple thing, but it was great.
Right, should we wrap it up?
So, I think that all the tales from the police squad here, we have time for in this episode. So, now we pose a question to you. Do you prefer the original or the new one? Get in touch with us at cineclub.podcast@sparksunderland.com.
Make sure to check out our socials at @thecineclubpodcast_spark on Instagram, @the.cineclub.podcast on TikTok, or the Cineclub Podcast on Facebook. They're all good ways to keep up to date with the latest podcast developments. As always, this episode was recorded and produced by us, the Sunderland University students, as well as being edited by Emily Main. A special thanks to Steve Cannon, Barbara Sadler, and Richard Berry. A reminder that our team of bumbling cops this week have been me, Jake,
me, Dion,
and me, Reese. This has been a Cineclub production for Spark. Thanks for listening.